Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We had my boyfriend's son for the weekend, and I forced him to take home his Easter eggs that he got at our house so that his own mum could
deal
those.
With the temptation.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever started three different diets in one day, then this is the podcast you need. What would they be?
I don't know, because I've never done
Okay, no, me neither. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Let's start with our first update, and it's from Jo.
When we did our Zoom party last Thursday, the inspiration, Hannah, and she'd lost 13 stone on Slimming World. And this means that I am now inspired to remain on one plan, the power of one plan. That's going to be Slimming World. I've got my books back out. That's how serious I am. Today I've had my Healthy Bee granola breakfast, Slimming World chips, sin-free, with a sprinkling of cheese on. Healthy, that's my calcium. Yeah. Tonight we're going to have a roast dinner, Slimming World friendly. I am back on plan, baby. Quick update. Guess who was the only one on her Slimming World Zoom tonight?
Oh my God.
We knew this was going to happen one day.
The sash of shame belongs to Joe. Like,
here's where what's more upsetting is 100% the actual Slimming World leader will have been thinking, oh, fucking hell, somebody wants to come on Bank Holiday fucking Monday. And that was me.
Easter Monday.
Easter Monday.
But the day after chocolate.
But
day.
I just thought to myself, like, normally you just weigh and go on a bank holiday, don't you? Like, they don't have groups.
No.
But I thought, well, we've not been doing any of that anyway, so it'll just be a normal one. Everyone else, the other six people currently in the group, everyone else that normally comes to the Zoom had gone, oh, I can go meet someone in a garden now. I've got relatives coming round.
Got life.
Except me.
And did my you friend, stay for the whole thing, though?
Well, we did half an hour instead of 40 minutes.
Fucking it, half an hour one-to-one chat with somebody about diets. Mm.
And that was a bonus because they've moved it now to 7 p.m, which clashes with Corrie if I don't hurry it up. So I was really keen to wind it up.
I bet she was too.
Yeah, 100%. We were both, like, after 10 minutes, I would have been happy if she'd have just said, oh, well, have a good, lovely week. Off you go.
Why didn't you just go?
I don't know. She should have told
just
me.
Go, look, let's fuck this. There's only us two. Let's just leave.
Because I have to be seen to be doing the right thing. And that was the right thing. My friend Ange, who will be fucking named on this podcast, she threw me right under the bus. She never told me she wasn't going.
Did she?
And I'd been for a coffee with her this week. We'd had a legal bloody coffee. Outdoors, having a catch-up. Not once did she mention that she'd be running off and not doing this. So she's in the bad books.
I do feel really bad for you, though, Joe, because, like, in the first part of that audio there, you're really enthusiastic for Slimming World.
Yeah, 100%. Back on plan, baby. That was me.
Then was me. Like,
it's just not fair. Like, she should have said, oh, well, do you want to miss this week? But she should have said that before I paid my 6 weeks.
You bought another six-week countdown.
And I could see in her face when she was saying to me, because she's leaving.
Okay.
So she's actually leaving, so that we're looking for another leader, which is great, because it means groups are not, we're not opening up when everyone else does, because she's leaving. So we're looking for another leader. You could see it in her face when she said, oh, well done on committing to another 6 weeks. I bet she was thinking, what if you're the only one for 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe,
I could have just left. Now I've got to stay. It's this fucking one person who's been on Slimming World for so many years and is still only half a pound down or whatever shit I was.
Is she staying for 6 weeks just because you bought a countdown?
I think
now?
So.
Oh my God, please. Please.
I know, it's horrific. There's no good message from me this week. There is no ray of hope.
Well, okay, the ray of hope was you talked about Hannah, who was our inspiration on our Zoom party.
She's the good part.
Oh my God, how amazing. Was that basically for people crazy. Who haven't seen it or people weren't on the Zoom, she's literally lost half a person.
Yeah.
Or no, an entire person.
She's
under 13 stone now. She's lost 13 stone. Mm. Just and that's all by Slimming World.
Slimming World. She did Slimming World. And that's what made me go, I wonder if I stick to one plan instead of changing it daily. This could,
or doing three in one.
Yeah, or doing three plans a day. This could work because she, how good was she? Yeah. Like, what's her
so good
Instagram?
It's the funny mummy does Slimming World.
The funny That's mummy it. Does Slimming World.
All lowercase.
And she's so lovely. I properly bought into her. I thought she was great. And it's really made me, you know, when you wake up on a morning and you actually find your Slimming World books again.
Is that what you did?
I found them and I was like, I'm going to read these again because you do need refreshing of how much cheese you can have and all of that shit. You need refreshing and it really makes you feel like a new starter and you're doing it all again.
Yeah.
So Jo, our Zoom was Thursday. It's now we're recording this on Wednesday. Have you stuck to plan every single day? Are we still in this little bubble of inspiration?
Funny you should bring that up because it was Easter. And I did treat myself to the large mini eggs Easter egg.
No. You treated yourself to the giant.
The giant one, yeah.
One, yes.
Is it a giant? Yeah, it was 12 quid.
Yes.
12 quid of chocolates belting. And it had the mini egg bits in the egg. That was on the go. And did I or did I not ask your permission, Katie? I said to you, when you messaged me over Easter, I said, oh, I can't really start this diet until all the chocolate's gone in the house.
Agreed.
And you said yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could just sin it. You could sin it, though. If you're doing Slimming World properly, you could sin it.
Well, Katie didn't tell me I could. I do look to her for advice. So I waited till that had gone. And what I did was I really forced myself to eat it all.
Oh,
but the whole egg?
Yeah, I had to eat it all because it needed to go. So I could start
Victoria, she'd already eaten the mini eggs out of it a few days before. She didn't even wait
about a week before.
Oh, my God. So the answer to my question is no.
No. However, in answer to another question, have you been on plan since the Easter egg has gone?
Okay.
The answer is also no. Because yesterday,
oh my God,
I'd had all my sins and then we had a magnum. So today, but as it stands, been on plan.
Okay, well.
You could just include that in one of your diets of today, though, the magnum diet.
Yeah, that is it. I was doing the Magnum diet on top of the sins I had.
There we go. Anyway,
so today, this is it.
This is the start of a new Jo.
This is the one.
Start your 6 week countdown as well.
The six. Because I'm getting flashbacks to her face when she was congratulating me. She, bless her, she's lovely, but she wants to go now.
Yes.
And she does not want any hangers on forcing her to have a Zoom. I don't even give a shit about having a Zoom.
Do you know what I can't wait for? Next Monday, I wonder how many of the six will be back.
Well, Ange will be fucking there. I can tell you that for nothing. She'll be too scared to not be.
Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's come in from One-to-One Diet. And she says, casually binge listening to your podcast instead of stuffing my face and remembered the funniest excuse of the week I ever heard in a group, which was not long after restrictions when salons reopened. The lady in question had put on half a pound and blamed on having new acrylics and lash extensions. I suppose it's worth it in the pursuit of beauty.
They do weigh though.
Yes. Oh,
especially lash extensions. Some of those are long.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month, and £100 will be won every single time. Well done to Zoe, who won the cash last time round, and Antoinette, who won some of our merchandise as well. Not so good for the people that won the forfeits. There was one forfeit that wasn't opened.
Yeah.
And this was the Thursday before Good Friday, before Easter.
Yeah.
And that forfeit was...
no chocolate for a week. I so wanted it to come out. I know it makes me sound evil, but I would have not stopped laughing if that had come out. Which one was it that came out? No biscuits.
No biscuits.
No biscuits for a week. Yeah. Not heard from that lovely lady since.
No, absolutely not, no.
She's gone missing in action.
You can search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Before we move on to the next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Fiona says, some advice for you from back in the day. A Weight Watchers consultant recommended that if you had a night out planned, you should try and sleep until midday and go straight to lunch, as this would save points for pints.
That's a sticker. Points.
Great idea. Great idea.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? That's a good one. Because I, over Bank Holiday weekend, I wasn't waking up till late and then was just not bothered, lounging in bed,
reading. You weren't having your breakfast till like 11 o'clock, were you?
It was brilliant. Saved. I mean, I've caught up by the end of the day.
I was going to say, you managed to have a good week. Still bank holiday.
But the thought process at 11 a.m. when you've still not had any calories, it's just lovely clear head.
Oh, Amanda Mills says, well, I put £0.5 on instead of losing it to get the next stone. And now I have 2 Easter eggs and a lint bunny in the house. It's my birthday on Monday too. And I'm off for 2 weeks and have booked 2 sessions at pubs when they open. Send help.
I mean, what a week.
This is that age old decision, isn't it, that we've become used to. Do I help the economy or don't I? What do you want from me? Philippa France says, not entirely sure if I'm an absolute superstar or have reached an all-time low, so I'll let you judge me. I decided to get up early and do a workout. Whilst lying on the floor to do the ab bit, I discovered chocolate crumbs that my messy git of a husband had dropped while hoovering his way through a pack of half of Tunnock's tea cakes the night before. He did that in front of me. There was a split second when I thought, bugger, need to hoover again. But guys, I ate them. Is that a really disgusting thing to do? Or am I a total legend for multitasking? And yes, I did finish my workout.
You are a scruffy bitch. Like, I mean, honestly,
desperate, desperate times. Who's that desperate for chocolate?
Has anybody, though, not me, but has anybody started a diet and then and thrown stuff in the bin and then gone, oh, I'll start tomorrow and got things out of a bin?
No comment.
No comment from me?
No, I genuinely haven't. I would admit to it if
sure.
I had.
Well,
no,
we're not saying we have either.
Yeah, but when the pizza is still in the pizza box, if it's not touched anything else,
sure,
it's fine.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I meant. Philippa, scruffy bitch.
James Herman says, I finally crumbled and succumbed to Katie's CC. I've been a loyal disciple of MMB for 3 years now and won't be giving up fully on her yet. I'm not quite on the power of one plan yet either. I've lost 7 stone, 6 pounds on Simming World, but to push my target to the end of the year, I'm going to be a Simming World influencer, moonlighting as a CC member for the time being. Now I'm off for my cheat day pastry.
But the beauty, James, of the cheat day pastry is it doesn't need to be a cheat day because you can still calorie count.
You also can still sim that pastry. MMB would like you
just,
to know.
Just like you sinned your giant Easter egg.
Sure. Well, I started after that.
And Helen Green says, despite being a successful member of Slimming World, 6 stone loss maintained for 3 years.
Wow.
Long live our saviour, MMB.
Thank you.
I thought I would jump on the CC bandwagon and give it a whirl for the last 2 weeks. I have to admit, it's refreshing change, and I love sipping Prosecco without any guilt. However, £0.5 a week is a bit disappointing, but today I've been pissing like a racehorse and running up and down the stairs every 20 minutes to the loo. Is this the long-awaited whoosh effect?
Yes.
Should I expect a minimum of £7 lost this week?
Yes.
Yes to all of that.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address. Right, let's move on to our next update, and it's from me.
Now, this was the first Easter where I have not told myself I will not eat chocolate. I will stay on a diet at Easter. Because every year I tell myself that, and every year, without fail, I fail at that. Now, we all know with calorie counting, as long as it's a week-on-week calorific deficit, you can have a couple of days where you go slightly over. Turns out, though, if you go slightly, I mean, when I say slightly, I mean a lot over, on Good Friday through to Easter Sunday, it's a different story. So I did weigh myself on Good Friday because I wanted to see what I'd done in the week where I'd behaved myself. And I had lost 0.5 pound. Didn't write that down because it's not my usual weigh day, but I like to keep track of how things go. So I got on the scales again this morning and I've had a 2 pound gain from my weigh last week. So I'm plus 2 pounds this week. It is what it is. Back on plan today, mainly because I've eaten all my Easter egg.
Yeah, that Easter egg contained 2,194 calories.
A bite.
Wow.
But the whole thing was 2,194 calories. I worked it out. And then it came with giant chocolate orange buttons. And they, for 10 buttons per serving, they were like 155 calories.
That's not even a mouthful though, 10.
So, I mean, wow.
But it's all gone now. It's fine. But I did it all. I put it all in. I owned up to it. And yes, I
did. Did you actually unlock it all?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I've gone 4 times over my daily calorie amount that day, but
amazing.
That's fine.
You said at the start of this, this is the first time I've decided I'm going to stick to a diet.
Yeah.
Well, what fucking diet was that?
Well, it was the calorie. I still calorie counted. I counted
all my
calories.
Yeah, but you didn't stick to your calories.
Yeah, I did.
So you didn't stick
No, I didn't stick to my calories, no.
So you didn't stick to diet. So that was all a lie. Take that bit off, Paul. because that is the basic. That basically was a lie.
You've definitely done what many people, including myself, would not do, though, is log it.
I needed to.
Well,
did that make you feel sick when you saw it?
Well, this is like, this is like a round of applause at group when you put 2 pounds on. But you've eaten 3 takeaways in a week and drank 3 bottles of wine. So, well done me.
So well done.
There we go. There
well
we go.
Done. You've done what everyone does.
£2 on. However, I did weigh myself this morning, and that £2 has gone.
Great.
So yeah, there we go. Back to square one.
Those Easter cheesecake things looked really nice.
Yeah,
were they worth the calories?
The kids have got I think I messaged one of our listeners, Chloe, yesterday, and I just sent a picture of the table. Now, you can't actually eat a meal from our table because it's covered. I'm not shitting you. Like, it is loaded with Easter eggs.
Oh my God.
And the majority of them are unopened because, I mean, what are 2 children going to do? And this just teaches me normally, by now, that would have nearly gone. But that would have nearly gone, not because they eat the chocolate, but because I eat the chocolate. And I've not had any chocolate since Easter Sunday, and it's
now
Wednesday.
We had my boyfriend's son for the weekend, and I forced him to take home his Easter eggs that he got at our house so that his own mum could
deal with the temptation.
Your own mummy will like these, darling. You take them. Go.
Well, since when do children not like chocolate eggs?
Crazy.
Like the hollow eggs, they'll eat the shit out of the box, like the twirls, the flakes, the whispers, but they won't eat the egg.
I'm like, not bringing
the egg's the best bit.
Yeah,
it is the best bit.
So what I did, I resorted to making them into cheesecakes.
So good.
Which I'm not eating because why would you add calories to calories? Mm. But somebody's eating.
Oh,
them
so you didn't eat them then?
No, I didn't have any of them.
Oh, I'm less impressed now.
I didn't eat any of them. I made them and they looked like they tasted nice. That's all I can say. And I've been told they were nice. But I handed one out to my parents. I handed one out to my other half. I handed one out to my sister. So I've sort of given them away.
Literally getting rid of them however you can.
Yeah, they did look amazing.
So yeah, they were really nice, really
enjoyable.
It looked
like they were 10 days calories in a good way.
But now I've still got 5 days off work now. I'm back
on
Monday. And so there's me and the chocolate in the house.
Mm.
It's just,
well, you're
really
doing well so far.
Yeah, I know, but then there's a bit in my head that's like, if I just buy some Rice Krispies, I can make some of those Rice Krispie cakes. Mm. But again, that's adding calories to fucking calories.
Yeah,
why the children don't eat the fucking
But you
chocolate?
Could just have that as your treat for that day. You could just have that as, like, instead of a chocolate bar, just have a Rice Krispie cake.
I thought you could eat what the fuck you want.
Yeah, you can, but have you ever weighed an Easter egg? Like, breaking off 29 grams
They are bloody
of
heavy.
Egg,
you get
depressing.
Nothing. You get nothing for your calories.
That's why I didn't weigh the mini egg one, because it was really thick at the bottom. That would have been a real hefty.
Just went straight in, just ate the whole thing instead.
So yeah, I've got 5 days left of being in the house before going back to work, and there's literally 5 months worth of chocolate. I mean, my child got 48 cream eggs.
No!
I know.
From who?
From the Easter Bunny.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, a box of cream eggs.
Well, let's have a fucking word with the Easter Bunny, shall we, Katie?
Well, she'll not be making that mistake again next year.
She won't. I didn't know the Easter Bunny was female nowadays.
So, yeah, she is.
Is she?
48!
48 cream, a box of cream eggs. You know, you can go to the spa or whatever and get like one at the counter. I bought a box.
She bought
a box.
Oh, my God.
When your children are older, they'll be hosting this podcast because this is how you're bringing them up.
Do you know what? You could have one of them a week and that would see you out for nearly a year.
I know. But they're not. It's just not going anywhere. Later on today, I'm going to do a social media post of all the chocolate on our table.
Oh my
because
God.
It'll be helpful. Honest to God. Oh, I've really made a rock my own back. But yes. Yeah.
Well, they're the Easter Bunny, yes.
Yeah, oh, bitch. What a bitch she is.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Sally Ann sent this one in. I did it. I bought up all the discounted Easter eggs from my local mini-mart supermarket.
Gosh.
When the cashier laughed and asked who they were all for, I bought 26.
Oh my God.
I said, I ran a kids' football club and now we can play sports outdoors again. I was meeting up with them all again.
Oh no.
I don't even know if this is legally true, but she did not question me. She did, however, ask me for more details as her son wants to get into a group. I told her to contact me on Facebook and gave a fake football club by adding Wanderers to the name of the village. I will never go into this shop ever again.
Oh my God. That's too much.
Fucking hell.
I think that's the best one we've ever had. That's
too much.
I know people have invented children, but not a whole football club.
A whole football club. Yeah, I want to see the colour of your face when she asked, oh, my son would like to join. Can I have details? Oh, my God.
Amazing.
If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, I don't think anyone's ever going to beat that.
No, we are at
Secret Slim Pod on our socials. Right, it's time for the last update of the podcast, and it's from Victoria.
I had a chance to be off plan for 4 days, but I wasn't. I did rein in for just the 2 days, but I did not count calories for 2 days. For Saturday and Sunday, did not count a single one, because at one point I think I drank that much rum, I think I would have probably had my entire calories for the week ahead. So my weekend was a really nice weekend. We had like a picnic in the garden, which was so nice. So when I stepped on the scales this morning, I was fully prepared to have a gain, and I have had a gain, but it is only a gain of a pound, and I'm actually really surprised at that and happy with that. And yes, it's thrown me off my plan for my birthday weigh-in, but do you know what, it's fine, it is what it is. And I've had a bit of a non-scale victory today, because I've actually managed to get myself into a size pair 14 jeans, and it's been years since I did that. So yes, I might have gained this week, but I am definitely losing inches, and I can definitely feel a difference in my body and my body shape, which I guess is probably more important than what a number says on scales.
Because home scales don't count.
Yeah.
This week they definitely don't.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, I did what Katie did, and I actually weighed myself on Good Friday as well, before all the Easter egg chocolate was consumed. And I had actually lost a pound last week. So I'm definitely just putting it down to all of the rum, all of the chocolate, and I will have a whoosh later on this week. That's what I'm telling myself.
Do you feel like you should have put on more than a pound? Because it feels, in a way, this is pulling a Victoria in a fashion.
I don't. Up until the weekend, though, I was calorie counting and I was completely good. But then, literally, it's like as soon as I woke up on Saturday morning, I was like, woohoo, I've got 2 days off. I can just do whatever I want. So, yeah, I didn't log a single thing for 2 days. But I did still carry on and did lots of walking. I think I did nearly 19,000 steps on Sunday. So, I thought that's definitely going to burn off a few eggs, maybe.
But you don't have to guesstimate anymore, because what we've not covered yet so far is we've had a message from our Slimming World leader to say that her groups are reopening on Monday, the 12th of April, and you can do weigh and go. You can do weigh and go.
I am tempted to go to see what the number on the scales, on the actual Slimming World scales, is compared to my home scales. But I don't really want to pay a rejoining fee, because last time when they opened again, I paid a rejoining fee and then only managed to go once before they closed again.
Yeah, but they were open for longer than that, Victoria.
I don't think they were. Definitely don't think they were.
Do you think there'll be a rejoining fee after this?
Yes, of course there will be. Do you think?
How the fuck else are they going to... Like, they're just going to make you pay. They're going to make you pay.
Well, why don't we find out if there's a rejoining fee?
I am tempted to go. I am really, really tempted to go, though, but I don't... But so what are they doing? Are they doing groups online then?
So what the leader that you've hijacked, my leader, what she said...
Well, someone's got to go to her because you're not.
That's very true. Poor Tracy. It's way between sort of like 5 and 6. So you go and get weighed and leave. Don't stay in the hall. And then there's a Zoom at 7, which is like your image therapy. So
I'm not going to be doing that. But she also does Monday mornings, didn't she, I think?
She does do a morning weighing, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the same morning thing. So it's an hour of weighing and then you've got a Zoom, I think, at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we always know that you weigh less in the morning, so I might do that.
I think you should take one for the team, Victoria, and go.
Yeah. Are we, is producer Paul paying for my rejoining fee then?
Yes. The answer to that, I speak on behalf of Paul many times.
I'm not bothered about your diet.
He says this now.
The answer is yes, we will pay for your rejoining fee.
Perfect. Then I will go and I will take one for the team.
Great.
Definitely. But yeah,
you've got to do the Zoom as well at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we want the full rundown of full rundown.
I think I'm busy then.
You job.
I think I might be getting my nails done, actually.
Lovely.
But yeah, size 14 jeans. I'm going to take that. That's a very nice non-scale victory. And it's actually feel smaller. I don't maybe like look smaller thanks to the scales or show that I'm smaller, but I definitely feel smaller. So yeah, I'm pleased about that. Because
that
jeans
is the big
forgiving
thing. If you're getting into a smaller clothes size...
Comfortably as well, not pinching around the hips, because we know that's a thing.
Especially jeans, because if you can get into jeans and breathe, then that's really, really good.
But now I want to buy all the jeans.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which is
but then there's no point, because like you've just said, you're not going to stop there. So
get
a pair of size 12s and slim into those.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think I'm still ready to give up my jeggings yet. I do like an elasticated waist. So I think until maybe I hit target, I might just stick with them.
Well done, Dad. That's a good victory.
Thank you. And then birthday calories don't count at the weekend either. So that's another weekend.
God,
So great. What a cheat weekend I'm having. Great. Love it.
So when Victoria does go back to Slimming World Scales on Monday.
Oh, it will be after birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good luck, darling. We can't wait to hear from you.
Well, I want a live. I want an Instagram live from Victoria's
Most life. Definitely.
I mean, there might be tears, but I mean, if you're fine with that, that's cool.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. And this one's coming from Sophie Eid. She says, my least supportive diet partner is my partner, Luke. I asked him to bring me a cuppa in bed, which he did, along with an M&S chocolate hot cross bun for breakfast.
Oh, nice.
All the extreme chocolate ones are on my face.
Yeah.
Of course, it was duly inhaled. Now I have my gym gear on to do the 3 sit-ups and try and work it off.
I think that's the right amount of sit-ups.
It's probably the right
thing.
Per hot cross bun.
Per hot cross bun,
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Darling D on Insta says, Joe, you need to stay at your group now your leader is leaving. Do Margaret proud. Thank you, I will do. As this new leader won't know you, I'm thinking any weight gain since lockdown can be blamed on your old leader not motivating you enough and therefore putting pressure on your new leader to actually motivate and carry you to your target. Hashtag do it for Margaret.
Oh, I love
which is
that
a
idea.
Hashtag, by the way, that I endorse and would like to see trending.
Do we think that Darling Dear is a consultant and she's had this done to her before?
Oh, 100%. Said she might be my new consultant.
Yeah.
Love Slimming World if it is. Yeah.
Hell Tumble, it says, I could not find any individual bars of the Galaxy Smooth Orange in any shops near me. So I had to order a box of 24. A bit like the Easter Bunny in the 48 not trying it yet, but thank God for hashtag CC.
Oh, God. How could you have 24 of those sitting about the house?
They're so nice.
You've got a million Easter eggs sitting about the house. You're doing all right.
And Joe Whitmore says, first week on hashtag CC and I've only gone and lost 4 bloody pounds.
Wow.
It has been so easy. I have even had a whole bottle of my favourite red wine plus treats every day, as well as feeling so freaking good about myself right now. I also feel free. No more sins, points or I can't eat them. I'm on a diet. So this week will be the same. Hashtag CC all week. Let's see if I still feel free and fabulous next Monday. Well, Joe, you've got to let us know how you got on.
Yeah. But I'm glad you're encouraging everyone to drink again.
The alcohol.
Well, I've tried it for years. It's about time somebody else took
that. That's so true. That's so true.
You guys have all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Now dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Joe was our Slimmer of the Week last week. Joe? Mm. I can't remember why.
I can't either, but I definitely know I deserved
it. Because you didn't want to give it to me. That's literally as simple as that.
I'll take it, even if it's for that reason.
I think it was the exercise. I think you were banging on about exercise last week.
Oh, yeah. How's your 30-day shred going, Joe?
Yeah. Two days, did I think it lasted? It lasted okay. Well, hang on. Then we had to do Zoom. I was going to do it in the evening. Then we
blaming this hang poor on. Woman.
No, that was our
Zoom.
So you are to blame for that. And then I decided it was too hard.
Okay.
So I've moved on to doing some exercise every day. But back in the 80s, Mr. Motivator?
No,
90s.
Oh, 90s. Yeah.
I feel like I've been doing it since then, so yeah. So I got, there's Mr. Motivator Bums, Legs and Tums on YouTube. So I've done one of those every day. My boyfriend finds it hysterical.
I think if I'm doing an Instagram live for my weigh-in, you need to do an Instagram live for this.
Sure. I will. I'll show you the video. So I'm doing Mr. Motivator. So in a way, it's my own 30-day shred. So yeah, I'm still doing it. That's what you're asking. It's just not the shred that everyone else is doing. It's too hard.
Okay.
It's too right. hard.
Fair enough.
I okay. almost died.
Fair enough.
No one needs that. Okay, our Slimmer of the Week, Shredder of the Week, as I like to now call it. Okay, Katie, why do you deserve it this week?
Because I have tracked every calorie, even though I know I went 4 times over my daily calorific allowance.
Does the app start an alarm when that happens?
No, well, surprisingly, no. It doesn't turn red either. I was expecting it to be like an alert. And like you say, a direct line to a doctor.
I would love that.
No, I did it. I tracked everything, so I owned up to it. And I've got back on plan, like, that.
Okay.
So I've been as good as gold.
Sure. Well, you thought you were on plan when you were going over. So you don't know what plan you're on. Victoria.
Non-scale victory in a pair of jeans. And we know that jeans are a bastard item in your wardrobe. And it's my birthday this weekend. So I think for that reason, I just deserve it. And I'm going to represent us all by going to group on Monday.
Oh, that's a bloody promise, which is exciting.
I don't think I promised it, though. But well, I just
if you get Slimmer of the Week, it's like a contract. I genuinely think for the size 14 jeans, for the first time in years, and that feels like a bloody victory, deserves to be the Slimmer of the Week.
Thank you. Rightly so.
And that Slimmer of the Week will be going to group. And that's what's exciting about it. So well done, Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go and get wet. Staying to group. I mean, we'll see what happens Monday. Yeah?
Let's see what happens. But we would like a proper Slimming World scale update.
And don't forget, okay. I can check in with your leader.
Sure.
Bitch. Paul, I'll send you my back details later, yeah?
PayPal. You may or may not agree with this. Want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week, get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.